Someday history will record that Rad Radio dominated the airwaves for decades and then ask, who let this happen? And now, back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
Got an email, rad@radradio.com, from Whitney.
Hey, Whitney.
We were talking about the John Krasinski written and directed movie called If. It doesn't come out this Friday. It comes out next Friday. If stands for imaginary friend. Every Hollywood A-lister you can think of seems to have a role as a voice of one of these characters in it. It's a kid's movie with adult overtones kind of thing, rated PG. Whitney says she has an If movie fun fact.
Ooh, fun fact.
Can confirm it's a fact. Up to you if it's fun or not. It's all subjective. She says John Krasinski directed and wrote the movie with his... Now, she says daughter, singular, so he could get the view from a child's perspective. Oh. I did just really quickly, just to confirm all this, pull up a quick story I found Googling it, where... Because he and he... Of course, John Krasinski is married to...
Emily Blunt.
Very good.
I didn't know.
And they... They go out of their way to keep their kids very private. So anytime these kids are shown to the public, it's a big deal.
Okay. When you first brought this up last segment or the segment before, and I said, my husband, he's a big fan and has a thing for
of John Krasinski.
I mean, yes, he does like you.
Oh.
Because The Office and all that. Oh. But I was thinking of the guy from the 80s that did all the movies.
John Cusack. John Cusack. Totally different human. Much older, not hip.
Cusack, Krasinski.
Sure.
Potato, potato.
That's who I was visualizing.
John Cusack, I don't know his wife. The hell kind of question is
exactly.
that? I don't know, she dead?
Exactly.
So John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, they do have two they have two daughters. One is 9-year-old Hazel, the other is 7-year-old Violet. He does talk about how he used his daughter's imaginary friends as inspiration.
Cool.
I don't know if there's one more than other, but either way, yes, they were involved. So whether that's fun or not, you decide.
I hope these kids get some royalties for all the creative input that they've been putting in.
It's like child labor.
They're not getting any from Emily Blunt's crappy new movie, The Fall Guy.
Mommy should make good movies like Daddy does.
Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Go to your quiet place.
You know, it's a double-edged sword for Krasinski, because if all things were equal, when his movie comes out and it makes 4, 5, 10 times the amount the Fall Guy did, he just kind of slides that story onto the breakfast table and the more. But. Because he's pee-whipped, he had to give Emily Blunt a role in If, so she could say, darling, that's because I'm in it.
Damn it.
For Treble Trouble.
Yes.
I know, it's spot on. Thank you. Thank you. You don't need to point it out. I already know.
Spot a T on.
We have what was that? Irish? God, that was awful. We have a pair of tickets. See George Lopez, Ha-Cha, at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Saturday night, September 21st. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday morning to have your tickets upgraded to the front row. Steven, your caller 18, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You'll guess first if you know the song title, you win. If not, we'll go to Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And caller 20 is Juan.
Oh, it takes Juan to know. Juan.
What's up?
Very good. No WhatsApp return for you.
Oh, WhatsApp.
¿Qué pasa? Oh. Dawn's too busy calling ice.
Yes.
We are looking for a pop soul song. Pop song from 1984. Jesus, why don't we just give these tickets away? There is a relationship to George Lopez for this song. Steven, do you know the title?
I don't.
Oh, okay. All right, bye-bye. Oh. How about you, Lynn?
My brain went dead.
All right, Juan, it's up to you.
Careless Whisper.
We won,
man! Oh my gosh!
You win. way, is his name really Juan? Remember we had a Warren a couple weeks ago who for some reason we thought was named Juan? Because this Juan sounds very Anglo.
Oh, when he
said, oh, Carlos a whisper. So we get it. We're giving away George Lopez tickets. Uh-huh. The singer of Careless Whisper, George. Mike, wasn't this a Wham song?
What's a Wham song?
Was this actually credited towards George? It doesn't matter. George Michael was the lead singer of Wham with Andrew Ridgely.
A band, Kyle.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
It's a George Michael with Wham song.
Gotcha.
I think.
You're kidding.
No, yeah. So song by George Michael and Wham.
I don't know. I just want to...
Having lived through the time, that's an interesting rewriting of history because George Michael went solo in the late 80s. We never even knew. It was always just Wham.
Yes.
I got the name right. It's not Andrew Ridgely. That wasn't his coat. That wasn't the other guy in Wham, right? Wham. It's a different Wham. Andrew or Adam or something like that.
When you go to the Spotify and you type in George Michael, it's the first thing that pops up.
Look, he is the lead singer. It's just, it was never George Michael. It was Wham.
Andrew Ridgely is correct.
Oh, yes. Look at me. All right.
Who's the other George of that time? He had, like, the longer hair.
Boy George?
Boy George. There it is. Okay.
Okey-doke. Thank you, Brandon.
That's who I envisioned.
So this is George Michael, Wham, whatever. I think we're erasing or canceling Andrew Ridgely. I don't know. Anyways, the song is called Careless Whisper. Oh, it's easy to pretend. Oh, yeah. Get up. This is a barn burner. Very, very 80s pop.
But not on my playlist.
Two more chances. Seether did it better. Two more chances for you to win at 8 and 9 a.m. What's a Seether? I never heard of that.
They're great.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. The second episode of The Hen House is about 5 hours away. It drops today at noon-ish on Rad TV at members.radradio.com as we keep having new series and their following episodes. Episode 2, this is Dawn and her best friend Stephanie, and yesterday was Brandon and Kyle doing the behind-the-scenes tour of their little studio.
It's not that big either.
That triggered an email from somebody, and you made a podcast. How come Brandon's we're rolling these things out. Yay. And we'll have more of them, and Brandon teased that the podcast will return tomorrow.
What?
The day after Tech to You Tuesday podcast, because that's today, Tech to You Tuesday. So we got the Mixed Pick Sports Show at 10 a.m. on Rad TV, members.radradio.com, Rad Radio app, and 104.7 FM and 890 a.m. in Sacramento. The sports show today featuring Steve Mickelson, me, and Dawn's husband Gary.
Yay, Gary.
Hopefully have a few discussions about the pussification of America vis-a-vis men missing professional sports games. The actual athletes watch their wife crap out a kid.
Oh, little baby.
Then at 11 a.m., it's Tech to You Tuesday with Ian from Tech to You. That's why today at noon is when the Hen House will drop on Rad TV. And so to Brandon's podcast, we said, yes, it'll be tomorrow, the day after Tech to You Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. And Brandon said, I'm working on being more creative, and there's going to be a lot, but I'm taking my time.
He doesn't sound like that.
Sometimes I do, and I'm taking my time.
Says, I have been so waiting for Brandon's broadcast to return. I would love to have him show off his musical skills again, which that's the episode that I'm most looking forward to that I know about right now is, you know, the one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
we've been working on for what, 5 years-ish?
I'm really excited. It's a collaboration with one thing I love about the podcast is it opens up the doors to collaborate with so many talented maggots out there that are that want to be involved. And I am a musical genius.
You are.
I know that I'm a prodigy in some sort of way, but it does help to have other people creatively input their talents. So this was a co-written thing that we're teasing here. I'm so very excited. It's going to be a twist on a classic that's going to sound so different but edgy,
which was ruined
modern.
By another band.
It was
that stole our idea.
Yeah, and you know, in the fallout of all of that, we're gonna try to revive the podcast in a very big way.
Excellent. So it'll drop tomorrow. Not the one we're talking about. But it'll drop tomorrow on Rad TV. So we did entertainment news, and now I'm going to use entertainment news as a segue, a springboard to showing off Brandon's musical talents. Food news.
Food brings the people together.
See, that's Brandon.
Yeah, nothing singing talents, not so much on this one.
Shut up.
Sharing a meal.
Is this the song you guys read?
Raise a glass. It's a simple pleasure. Terrible. We all have. Serving food.
about food.
Yum.
All right, so here's where we pick up on entertainment news and segue into food news. Back in by the way.
Oh.
You know, we had Betty White. It was like, who doesn't like Betty White?
Right, exactly.
Terrorists.
Right.
Right.
Serial killers.
Yeah. Vegans, things like that. On that short list of today, wouldn't we put Snoop Dogg? I mean, yes. At this point, isn't he a national treasure?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. For the most part, you don't really have a legit reason.
We put that new mountain up, it would be Snoop Dogg, Betty White, right, because you put people that have passed, Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. These are the people everyone
likes.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Willie Nelson we're going to remove.
Oh, no, but people love Willie Nelson.
Well, A, because you want it to be diverse, and you don't want to go too heavy in one genre.
Oh, I hear you. Okay.
And B, I think if we really thought about it, we could probably come up with a more influential sweetheart of people that nobody hates or whatever.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing Mount Rushmore, you only get four. So you got to really think about it.
I just put Willie out there, and then everyone can discuss.
Right, and we won't be doing that now. So save your emails and put your hand down.
Okay. I'm gonna say Morgan Freeman. Okay. Just kind of diversify it.
You see how this could get out of control?
That's a good one.
Right
everyone
away.
Likes Morgan Freeman.
That's not true. There's a lot of racists in America. So here's how we get into entertainment and then food news, which actually that would disqualify Snoop, too. Launched in February. Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop is a nod to the famous song with Dr. Dre off of Snoop's 1993 album Doggy Style. They dove into the pre-mixed cocktail arena. Canned alcoholic drinks, all of them are obviously gin-based, with juice. That's the song.
Gin and Juice.
So you got a line of cocktails that come in four flavors with gin. Apricot, citrus, melon, and passion fruit. They've been in stores for a while now.
Yeah.
Now, the reason this is news is that was way back in February. I'm not just now getting around to it. Jesus. Is that Snoop, of course, has also long been a part of football, including the launch of his Snoop Youth Football League in 2005. Very involved in the whole thing. And now, the rap icon is getting into the bowl sponsorship game. This is where we go into the college football bowls. There's 43 of them.
Oh, jeez.
Only, like, three matter. But they have all the, this is where they used to make fun of them just by the name of it was the Holiday Bowl. It's like, oh, wow, because we're playing it around the holidays. Now they just sell them out to sponsors. And then you get the Tostitos Bowl or the Barstool Sports Bowl.
Oh, jeez.
Anybody can buy a sponsorship. And now the Arizona Bowl, that's what it was called before they started to sell out, which pits a team from the Mountain West Conference and the Mid-American Conference at Arizona Stadium in Tucson every year, will be officially known as the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice.
Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. This amazing time to be alive. I mean, it could have been like now. It could have been something like weed related because, you know, you put flour in your bowl and you smoke it. But just the fact that we have a Gin and Juice Bowl. This is just fantastic.
That's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Now, look, college football has to take baby steps. They've never let an alcohol be a name sponsor because it's college. You got to be careful, right?
Oh, okay,
half the kids are underage thing. So before they get to weed, right, this is the step first.
So this is a big one.
Yes, it is.
Holy cow.
And in addition to the game, there will also be the Snooper Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Which will bring the top California and Arizona youth football teams as well to Arizona.
That's so awesome. Nice.
To battle it out.
That'll be very cool.
Late December.
No gin and juice attached to that.
I would hope not.
Just juice.
Although it's a great way
just
to
juice.
Great way to groom them, right? You give them all apricot juice. Yummy, right, kids? You know, there's something that would make that better in a few years.
Oh, man.
Ask your parents if they know how to play a card game called gin. You know, you subliminally plant it in their heads.
Oh, Lord.
And all you know is how to play is rummy.
Same effect in the end. They'll find their way. All right, we've been talking about these prebiotic soda companies. We were talking about a little bit yesterday. There's one called Olipop. It's not on my list. I've seen it. It's right next to the Bublé's and the LaCroix, not lacrosse.
Are those probiotic now?
I don't know. They're all in the same area. Yeah. You know, they blend. What they do is they go sparkling water, flavored sparkling water, probiotic flavored sparkling water.
I'm asking because, I mean, I could see, right? Like, of course, they have their regular bubbly, but everyone's trying to do the probiotic thing now.
They're going
to
be left behind.
At it, yeah.
If you don't, because we all are just suckers for the word prebiotic, probiotic, whatever. It's like, ooh, that must be good for us.
Right, yogurt will do that. That doesn't work anymore. Now, sorry, Jamie Lee Curtis, Google it. Now you got to move on to the sodas.
The way we just fall for the next best thing. All right, let's see. On Wednesday, they released their newest soda flavor in their online store. It's a Barbie inspired soda.
Ooh,
okay.
Barbie's still big, so it's been available in some supermarket and retail chains. In fact, just as an example, it's been available at Sprouts for about a month. It's more popular than eggs, outselling eggs.
Wow.
Because people just have to have it.
It's got
to
be the packaging.
In fact, they admit that. Chad Wilson, that's a very head of marketing name. That's what I would expect the head of marketing to Olipop to be named. Chad Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Olipop. Here's my business card. Yes, I'm the one person that still has business cards I hand out. Says, quote, our Barbie cans are flying off the shelves, a testament to the irresistible flavor and, here's the big point, eye-catching can design.
Yeah.
You know, it's pink and it's
like
Olipop Barbie, blah, blah, blah. And the flavor is peaches and cream.
Oh,
yum.
Yeah.
Good. Yummy.
Oh,
heck yeah.
Great combo.
All right. Could not care less.
It just doesn't appear as pink, peaches and cream, but that's all right. That's fine. It would have been nice if it poured out pink. But we'll let it slide because obviously the packaging is so cute.
What would they would have had to do? What, pink grapefruit as the flavor to justify
strawberries and
pink.
Cream?
Oh yeah,
which
would be
God,
much more
Kyle.
Tasty.
Yes. What the hell?
Peaches.
Damn, Chad.
Dummy.
He kicked the Kyle out of the room when he said strawberries and cream.
Yep.
Dummy.
Lost out on millions, Chad. Sorry.
Okay. Next up in food news, I know we argued incessantly over this, if I remember correctly, and I may not because I don't care. I believe Kyle was on the losing end of the because yes, apparently there's one, the brand loyalty argument over peanut butter, which is which one?
Skippy. Jif.
Jif.
Right.
Far
okay.
superior.
Choosy right. moms choose Jif.
Yeah. All right. So we went back and forth, and by a 3-1 margin, Jif is the biggest selling peanut butter.
Oh, yes.
USA.
In America. Has about 34% of the market. Skippy has 10.
You want to know if your neighbor's a commie? They have Skippy.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm commieing it up. Commie all over my chest and lick it off.
I tried the first time we did this to figure out what the difference was. I'm trying to play along with these things, kids. But good news then for two of the three clowns that are arguing over peanut butter brand. Jif. The popular peanut butter is launching its biggest flavor innovation.
Oh, okay. What are we doing here?
And you still get your Jif. Don't worry. Yeah, not touching your Jif.
All the different ways.
Changing the recipe or anything, are they?
Jif promises their new spread has a thick texture that still smooths over
perfect.
Whatever you're enjoying it with easily.
Okay.
It says it's perfect on desserts, pretzels, snacks, and smoothies, breakfasts like waffles, French toast, straight from the jar of Jif with a spoon, the all-new Jif peanut butter and chocolate flavored spread.
Cool.
Wait.
Combines the creamy peanutty goodness
God.
Of Jif peanut butter with the sweetness of chocolate.
How was this not out already?
It is. It is now available.
No, I mean they took this long.
Yes, but it is out now.
Years ago.
Okay. Well, they didn't do it
because
until now.
What we've all had to do is melt the chocolate in the Jif. Now we don't have to.
Or you just not worry about it and don't eat it that way at all. That's another way to go. You don't have to do anything.
You don't, but that's boring.
It is now available on Amazon in both the jar and 1 ounce to-go cups as well.
Ooh.
Oh. It is rolling out nationally to retailers right now and into the summer.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
Oh. I'll make a frosting with it.
Oh, yeah.
So if the Skippy people are listening, I think they should jump on board with something to battle against them in the market. Maybe add some chocolate with a little bit of pretzel bites in there to give it a little more crunch on their chunky peanut butter.
But they'll do it terrible because it's skippy.
Yeah, and you're not going to spread that on a piece of bread.
Oh, I am. I'm spreading it everywhere I can.
Because it's going to rip the bread?
Yeah, the pretzels are going to ruin everything.
It'd be the same as like chunky peanut butter with the peanuts. They're a little sharp sometimes. Like the pretzel bites wouldn't be that much different.
Are you working for Snyder's now? Like what do we need
they want to jump in on the skippy train, heck yeah.
Listen, it does sound good. It's just Jif has to do it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Haters. Skippy's got the cooler brand and the cooler bottle.
They're the same.
Not really.
They're just the same.
They are not the same.
No.
They are not the same.
We have like both at the house and they're the same thing.
Skippy's like greasy and oily versus Jif.
Sugarier. A million times better.
Yep.
Yes, Skippy does.
Yep. No, Skippy doesn't. Skippy can skip on out of here.
Good.
Good one.
Right? Yeah. Wonka.
Skip over to me.
All right. Next up in food news, a viral trend launched by a TikToker who's gone viral, where she posted a clip where she goes through a drive-thru, she makes this order, and then she claims eventually in the video that this is very common. Now, in the video, the drive-thru person that takes her order, it's so common she doesn't ask any questions, and the person gets exactly what she asked for. So apparently this is something that's known at various drive-thru places around the country. If you order a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. Now, I saw the story. I said, so they give you a bucket of pickles or something on the side? No, that's not what they do. The clerk is not at all surprised in the video that's gone viral. It's normal enough that the worker was not fazed by the order. Sure enough, the woman receives her large Dr. Pepper with a handful of pickles inside of it.
Okay. Oh.
The TikToker says it might sound weird, but don't knock it until you try it. A lot of people drink this. And apparently that's true. A lot of people drink it to the point where it's gone viral and clerks around the country know to throw pickles.
I'll try it.
Yeah. Oh, sure. This she'll try.
Yeah.
Blueberry coffee. Ugh. Yesterday she won't even try it.
Yeah, that's vomit. That is vomit.
This under the same argument of don't knock it until you try it, she'll embrace.
It's pickle juice and Dr. Pepper. You got that, like, sweet sour thing going on.
So why don't salty you yum. Make it at home?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
I mean, and you could use the Rad Pickle Juice, which you can get in the Stupid Store.
Superstore!
At radradio.com. You've got Dr. Pepper already at home. You don't have to go through a dumbass drive-thru. You put it in your little to-go cup. You can have them on hand and give it a try that way. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, you're stuck with these pickles at the end that are soaked in Dr. Pepper. I'm sure that's part of the love.
Yeah.
Fine,
yeah.
Then soak pickles and then... Then you can.
They've been marinated in that.
It's just no.
Yeah, brine your pickles and Dr. Pepper. Then
you have a meal.
It's just. And you know what?
What?
That's what people will say. Yes, I had a balanced meal today. Of pickles and Dr. Pepper.
Yum.
Meanwhile, also online, people are eating whole lemons, peel and all.
Oh yeah,
why?
Man, I love lemons.
Peel and all?
I haven't in a million years, but the peel? No. No. Okay. Never mind. Sorry. Dear God. I was thinking just
take a moment to penetrate.
Yeah,
your brain?
It really did because it's hard to think that people are doing that. That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, no. It's quite popular. Ew. Well, I mean, it's gone viral. People do anything for clicks, right? What you do is you cut them up thin and you cover them in your favorite version of seasoning. The two most popular seem to be salt and chili powder. Or honey and tagine or some form of other, you know, spicy spread or whatever.
Seasoning.
Yeah.
Seasoning.
Yeah.
And then you just eat it. You just eat the whole thing, the slice.
So they do this at sushi spots where they really thinly slice a lemon. And so there's the rind still on it. And it's easy to eat when it's thinly sliced like that. But how chunky are these pieces? Because
the 5 minutes I wasted doing research on this, it seemed like it varied by user to user. Mm. Some were going as thick as like a quarter inch. Others were going like razor thin.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there with my head and my chin in my hand going, this is such a stupid world we live in.
You see, I was envisioning when you first said it, now when I realized what it was, that cut it in half and they're just eating it, right? Like it's an apple or something like that. But no, this is absolutely like to Brandon's point. Like I've seen them slice so thin and you put whatever on it and you can just eat it. So all that sounds lovely. I've just never thought to put all of that on there. I would definitely do that.
So in your research, Rob, did it say that there were any health benefits to eating a lemon peel, or are people just doing this for shock value?
Of course. I mean,
shock value in the clicks.
You know, these things come out, and then eventually you'll get the stories about, well, here's the health benefits of it, and then you'll get, oh, my God, don't do this, and here's why. The people doing this are only doing it for clicks.
Got it.
So they don't come armed with any scientific knowledge or anything.
I mean, at the most, what? Just fiber? I don't know. Helps your number two come out more solid?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't because we don't know anything.
Oh. Wonder if it smells like lemons and it's cleaner.
Oh. There you go. That's a good idea.
One other TikTok video that's gone viral is from Nicole Saba, who posted a video of a burrito she ordered at Chipotle. Now, again, you remember Chipotle we talked about yesterday during food news because it's national. It's Nurses Appreciation Week.
Yay, nurses!
And at first you go, oh, how cool. Chipotle's giving away $1 million worth of free Chipotle food for Nurses Appreciation Week. Yay, isn't that nice? Except then you read the details. It's not just for nurses. They're letting all sort of nurse-adjacent people in the healthcare industry get in on it.
Boo. It's
the
not
week
their month.
Is for nurses.
A week. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello,
yes,
nurse.
They only get a week. Not a full
it?
Month.
A
come on.
A week?
Yes, they get a week. Look, if you're going to, you can't get, look, if you give them a month, then you can only honor 12 different groups of people. So that ain't going to work. Don't write. I know every month has a billion different.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Shut up. Just stop.
And for whatever reason, though, the nurses only get a week.
Right. And by the way.
With all those billion already added in.
This is the only year we've ever talked about it because it's post-COVID and people pay attention to nurses. Don't take them for granted. Give us 5 years, we will again.
So do doctors get a week or do they get a month? I mean, the nurses are lucky they're not getting just a day.
I'll answer you this without knowing, but I know the answer is yes. Everybody has a month. Everybody has a day. Everybody has a week. And that's why I say usually every day is a day. It's national something all the time.
The doctors better not get more than the nurses.
Totally, because given the choice, if I need a life-altering procedure done on me, I'm choosing my nurse.
I just think people praise doctors more is what I'm saying. They already get their praise.
Oh. And if you already get praise, that's enough. It's just enough for you. So this woman, Nicole Saba, had gotten this burrito at Chipotle, and she had bought it unwrapped. She actually bought it for her sister, who found the unwanted ingredient after she took a bite of the burrito.
Oh,
now,
oh God. After
again,
the bite.
All we have is this video.
Oh.
Okay. I'm always triggered with these stories of what turned out to be the fake thumb in the Wendy's chili over a decade ago in the Gay Area story.
Bay Area.
So we just have to take that with a grain of salt. Anybody can do, I'm not saying they did this, but anybody can do, if this was a scam, what these two ladies did. So the TikToker zooms in on the burrito, says, I am disgusted. I will not be eating at Chipotle again. The clip has gotten over 1 million viewers and has left people scared to order their food from Chipotle, at least so they claim. Okay, well, right, because whatever you're going to choose that isn't Chipotle is guaranteed safe because you haven't seen a video. I mean, come on.
Listen, I didn't see the video yesterday. I saw the story, and I didn't read it all the way through, so maybe the answer's in there. But and I looked at the burrito, and even for me, I get grossed out on this stuff. But even for me, I was like, I need to know the ingredients that were in this. Because sometimes certain ingredients can look like a bug and they're not. But I don't know, I lost interest, started. I was doing something else anyway. And when I kind of saw that nothing's really been verified, they just put it up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God, that's rude. Jesus, that's so rude. Like, you could really, if this is that's not a thing, now you're scaring off people from going somewhere, and that is just rotten.
That's the internet.
You know,
it's the wild, wild west. You can make up whatever you want.
Gosh.
So she zooms in on the burrito. She says she's disgusted. She won't eat Chipotle again. Others say, yeah, me too, because apparently, again, insert where you're going. That because you haven't seen a video there, there's no way a bug got in there.
And you're taking this person's word that you don't even know.
She repeatedly zooms in and she keeps yelling, that's not a bean. That's not a bean. Like you think it's going to be a bean.
Okay.
A pinto bean, whatever.
Okay.
Her sister's burrito was instead filled with one, as she shows in her video, dead bug. The bug is not identified. They just show it. The sister spit it out while she was eating it, says the TikToker in the video. And so in the video, you can see it sitting in the aluminum foil of the unwrapped burrito next to the contents of the burrito.
Yeah, she might have planted it there. I mean, given it a deep look, I don't really see too much sauce on the bug. She might have found that in a windowsill and placed it right there and then took the snapshot and is now trying to get some money.
Yes, there's
logic.
Nothing on it.
That's no good. I'm never eating there again.
It looks like a piece of shredded beef. Like if it was like a little piece of fatty shredded beef that was on there.
Oh, you see the
legs, you
though.
Sucker, you big Chipotle supporter. Come on, you.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.